A battle is raging in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. It's being fought on land where General George Washington's troops endured the harsh winter of 1777 and 78. This week, local officials announced plans to break ground on a $200 million museum and conference center right in the middle of the national park. But as Joel Rose reports, those plans are now the subject of a federal lawsuit.
I'm standing on land that was once the Pawlings Farm on the banks of the Schuylkill River. And except for the roar of the highway in the distance, it's not hard to imagine how these forests and meadows looked when George Washington's troops arrived here for the winter. Today, this land is part of Valley Forge National Historical Park. Deirdre Gibson is the park's chief planner.
People really love this place. It's just really quietly beautiful. And that's what would be lost. It would be sacrificed by this massive commercial development that the American Revolution Center wants to shove into the center of the park. And I guess if we can't protect our most important historic places from becoming just another roadside attraction, then what kind of a nation are we?
This land has been a national park for more than 30 years. Back in 1999, Congress authorized the construction of a museum next to the park's visitor center. The American Revolution Center is supposed to display thousands of Revolutionary War artifacts. CEO Bruce Cole spoke at a fundraising event this week.
Our nation has museums dedicated to barbed wire, a museum dedicated to the Three Stooges, and Spam, the kind you eat, but none to the Revolution. So after 2 centuries, don't you think it's about time we had one?
Sure, there are museums in Boston, Philadelphia, and elsewhere that deal with parts of the Revolution. But Cole says the American Revolution Center will be the first national institution devoted solely to telling the whole story. Despite its noble goal, the ARC has had trouble getting off the ground. At this week's fundraiser, Jerry Lenfest said he's trying to change that. The businessman and philanthropist took over as chairman of the board in 2006.
We tried for 10 years. To make an agreement with the National Park Service. There were people within the national office who really didn't want to see it happen. And they created an agreement that nobody in his right mind would sign.
Park Service officials dispute that. They say it was basically the same deal many of their other private partners have signed, including new welcome centers at Gettysburg and Ellis Island. What happened next is not in dispute. The ARC decided to go it alone. There are a few remaining parcels of private land within Valley Forge Park. The center acquired one, and the scale of the project grew dramatically to include 800 parking spaces and a conference center with lodging for 99 people. That's when the opposition really started to mount.
The current proposal, the size, the scope, and the location will do a large amount of harm to the park's historic landscape.
Cinda Waldbuser works for the National Parks Conservation Association, a nonprofit that is suing to block the American Revolution Center on grounds that it will interfere with the park's mission. Waldbuser says it would have made more sense to build next to the park's existing visitor center.
You didn't have to buy the property. You didn't have to deal with all the infrastructure. From a cost perspective, it's astronomically more expensive to build here.
And the cost of the project is contentious. CEO Bruce Cole, who just started last month, says he's still looking into it. Chairman Jerry Lenfest says the ARC will cost less than $200 million, but some estimates put the price at nearly twice that. Despite that uncertainty and the fact that the project is the subject of a federal lawsuit, Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell authorized the release of $8 million in state funds to start construction.
It will create almost 1,000 permanent jobs, jobs in the center and jobs directly related to the centers being built. That economic impact cannot be underestimated.
But even that's open to debate. By one count, there are already 4,000 hotel rooms and 14 conference centers within a few miles of the park.
We are inundated with hotels and restaurants.
Colleen Ekman stands on a tree-lined gravel road in Valley Forge Park. The local resident is not a plaintiff in the lawsuit, but she says the ARC has come up with the wrong plan in the wrong place.
It just hurts to think that the mission to build a museum has been overshadowing the fact that it's historic land and it just doesn't need to happen here.
But it looks like it will at least get started. American Revolution Center officials hope to break ground on the first of 3 buildings in May unless the court intervenes. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania.